Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 102.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber, and the Sergeant of Arms will please close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Donna White. Representative White.
Please pray with me if you choose. Father God, thank you for this day. In a time of loss, we need your comfort, guidance, peace, and strength. Today, I pray for the family of Representative Jerry Carter. I pray for all of the NCGA family that knew him and feel the pain today of his untimely death. God, we know you sent the Holy Spirit to encourage us, your hurting people. We know that you are with us during this difficult time. We know you walk with us and talk with us along this weary way. Thank you, Jesus, for delivering Representative Carter from pain and for waiting for him and greeting him as he passed over Jordan last night. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Members and visitors of the gallery, please remain standing for the prayer and for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Klamath, you are recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for August the 2nd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Klamath moves that the journal for August 2nd be approved as written. Those in favor will please say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, and the journal is approved as written. Notices and announcements. Representative Pittman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A few weeks ago, I told the body that my son Samuel was going to be returning to Lenore as part of the operations section there. Well, there was a little change in plans, and I have an update. Effective August 1st, Samuel assumed command of the headquarters and headquarters company of the 630th Combat Sustainment Battalion in Lenore. His change of command ceremony will be this Saturday. Of course, Tammy and I are very proud of him, and we do ask for prayers for God's wisdom and guidance to be upon him as he fulfills this responsibility. Thank you.
Upon motion of Representative Larry G. Pittman from Cabarrus County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Captain Samuel Pittman of the North Carolina National Guard, son of Representative Larry Pittman, and Miss Tammy Pittman. Please stand so the members can. Thank you. Further announcements? Seeing none, the chair would like to say that for those who did not know, as Representative White pointed out in her prayer, this morning we lost a very valued member, a very respected member, with the passing of Representative Jerry Carter. We ask that you please keep his family in your prayers and in your thoughts. Representative Klamath, you're recognized. Oh, excuse me. I do want to remind everybody, pursuant to the Speaker's email, tomorrow will be a voting session. There will be votes tomorrow. Representative Klamath, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, August the 4th at 4 p.m., 1600 hours, subject to the standards and stipulations set forth in 15.1.
Representative Klamath moves, seconded by Representative White, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, August 4th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. All those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, say no. The ayes have it, and we stand adjourned.
Representative Moffitt is recognized to send forth the conference report. The clerk will read.
To the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the conferees appointed to resolve the difference between the Senate and the House of Representatives on House Bill 73, a bill to be entitled an act to delay the payment of certain ABC permit renewal and registration fees due on May 1st, 2021, all for the period of covering May 1st, 2021 through April 30th, 2022, and to extend a deferral for certain deferred permit fees. Senate Committee Substitute, adopt 4-1-21, submit the following report. The conferees recommended that the Senate and the House of Representatives adopt this report. Date conferees approved report, July 22nd, 2021. Conferees for the Senate, Senator Edwards Chair, Senators Harrington, Heiss, and Jackson, and Lowe. Conferees for the House of Representatives, Representative Moffitt Chair, Representative Lambert, and Winslow.
Pursuant to House Rule 44D, the conference report will be placed on the calendar of August 4th, Wednesday.